Mazda. Get an end of financial year bonus on Mazda BT50.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ow!
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That might be the most disgraceful thing you've ever done.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Oh, Friday, sun's out, guns out. I tell you what, big show too. I'm looking forward to this one, fat boy. I tell you why, we need to turn fat on, by the way, Rebs. Just get him able to be heard.
Of course.
We've got Bernard Vince coming in. Looking forward to that. But the first hour, it just reads unbelievably. Firstly, hello and welcome. We're doing that as we speak.
Yeah.
Then Bill wants a piece on social media.
I'll just say one word, Jim. Belfie.
Oh, my goodness. Then Idiot File Part 1.
What do you mean, Part 1?
Part 1.
No.
So there are two of them. Two of them. Then a campaign message from Jim's traffic party. Bill, I only need to spend one day campaigning and landslide in I come.
Landslide.
So that's coming up later on.
Yes.
We're also going to have a look at the life of the great Bob Hawke.
Oh, yes.
And by the way, I'm going to get to that in just a second. Bernard, as I said, and then we're revisiting Topics Brownless from yesterday, which was a complete train wreck.
No, it wasn't.
Well, you reckon it wasn't?
It wasn't, Jim. Let me tell you. It went through the roof. Phones went off the hook.
And then Idiot File Part 2.
Oh, no.
Joke and we're out. So what about that for a Friday helping?
What do you mean?
Of the number one show in town.
Part 1.
Part 2.
And 2.
So we've got two whole parts.
I tell you, that Maddie in there.
In career best. Birthday boy, by the way.
Tomorrow. Flying to Perth tonight to catch up with family, which is very nice.
Righto.
And I hope he stays over there, because he makes me look like a fool's head, Jim.
Oh, don't. You do that on your own. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. G'day, you, Rabs.
What, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
That was probably his best quote ever. Bob Hawke there, of course.
What about the great man passed away yesterday, of course. And I'll tell you what's become. We are going to spend some time later in the hour rejoicing in one of our most loved public figures.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what's become a thing, Bill.
What?
When someone like Bob Hawke passes, it's a genuine race among the narcissists in this country to work out who can be the first to make it about themselves. Make Bob's passing about themselves.
We've seen it before.
Oh, man. Yeah. And old Forehead Shorten has won this one by as far as might and power won the Melbourne Cup.
He's tied himself in there, hasn't
Immediately
he?
Immediately spoke about the last time I spoke to Bob Hawke. Let's just focus on what a great man he was and how amazingly sad it is that he's not with us anymore,
and
Forehead.
And
let's just worry about what he said to you later, but don't go straight into election spin mode
exactly.
on the passing of our greatest, some would argue, greatest ever Prime Minister.
When people do that, you're spot on, Jim.
Way too quick to do it, but it's not about you.
No.
It's about him and respecting him for what he
exactly
did.
Exactly right, Jim. I'll give you some sport.
Go on then.
Melbourne Storm won last night. Come from behind again.
Wow, good.
24-22. Really shouldn't have won this one, but they
sadness.
Did. Sadness. Well, Christian Welch, who we had in here during the week, and a very nice fella.
Wasn't he a good fella?
Went to Harvard.
Yeah, for a couple of days.
Yeah. Well, Jim, he went to Harvard.
Still went to Harvard,
But nice cafeteria at Harvard.
Yeah, apparently. He got in a cafeteria.
But you know what? There's been a update on this, Jim. We thought he was out for the year with
ACL rupture.
No.
No, that's what we thought.
Misdiagnosed.
Oh, hello.
It's only a little meniscus.
Jim, what was that?
Meniscus.
Right.
And he might be only out for 4 weeks, which is
the old
news.
Cartilage back in our day speak.
Oh, is it?
So that is good news.
Bloody oath. So it might be only 4 weeks.
Well,
six.
That's good, because a very good man. We don't want to. He's already missed a premiership through injury.
That's right.
So we don't want that to happen again, and the Storm are going to be premiers.
So all the best to Welshie.
Good.
Christian.
What else, Bill?
Nick Kyrgios. I'll tell you what they should do. He's had another meltdown in the second round of the Italian Open.
Yep.
Walked off the court, threw a chair onto the court.
Yep.
Umpire disqualified him. He got fined and loses all the prize money. Just kick him out of the game. He's not fair dinkum. He's taking the PISS.
Well, what should happen? Where is he from prior to Australia? Like, is he a Cypriot or a...
Kyrgios. No, he's born in Canberra.
No. But prior to that, is there a country of heritage prior to that for him?
No,
whatever it is, hand him over to them.
Ooh, no.
So from now on, he plays for them.
Yeah,
Bill, we must distance ourselves from this embarrassment.
Thank you, Sam.
That's what we must do. We must have better food.
Sam, NBA Finals, Jim, spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler.
Portland Trailblazers played the Golden State Warriors.
Portland Trailblazers.
Yes, Jim, they like to be called that.
Do they?
And guess what?
What?
I got no score.
Oh, no.
Hey, give me the score.
He's gone for a spoiler alert on a score he doesn't actually have.
I'll give you the score, Bill, just before we go to air. And guess what happens? No Abraham. Melbourne Rebels.
Do you want the score or not?
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors won.
What did they win by?
3 points.
Well, so they're 2-0 up or 2-0 up or whatever you want to say.
No, 2-0 up. Now,
Melbourne Rebels.
Are you done? Give them their Rebels.
Vixens take on the West Coast Fever tomorrow at Perth. Nice. And a bit of footy, but we'll talk to Bernie about that.
What was the Rebels reference?
I just like to say Rebels. They play at Amy Park tonight, Jim, the Rebels.
What is wrong with you?
Eurovision, you've been watching that?
No.
I have.
Have you?
We've got a great singer, Kate Miller, Heidi Key. A bit of yodeling.
Sounds like Kate Bush
Kate
style.
Bush. Mm. Kate Bush. This is Kate here, and she is through to the grand final. Yeah, she's Australia's very own, Jim.
Yes.
Through the don't give me the score now. I just couldn't
see. He's picked up where he left yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And she's got through to the grand final. Guess how many countries are in the grand final?
How many?
26. 26.
As we go to the break, we had a show yesterday that had to be heard to be believed, including an expert on climate change that Bill treated with, I think, the least amount of respect of any guest we've ever had.
Jim, I did not.
So then we had to do a promo at the end of the show, which you can now see on iNrabs. Mm-hmm. But this is what, and this is off-air, the promo we tried to put together. Later this hour, Fat, we are getting serious. I am intrigued by the threat of climate change and just how urgent it actually is to act. So when this man comes on, I want him treated with the utmost respect.
Yes, Jim. Oh, no. Plus, Jim, I'll bring the tone back down or back up with a very, very good joke.
But next,
a Premiership Bulldog announced his retirement earlier today, and we spoke to Chris Judd and Damien Barrett and also Marty McFly about climate change.
Oh, no. It was honestly a train wreck yesterday's show.
You got to
get better. So you must get better.
You got to be better. Jill went to say goodbye, thanks for the chat, and he'd already hung up.
He had social media. Our man, Fat Brownless, goes there next.
Yes, Jim.
Adam Clemente at Clemente Adam. Might be a career worst first 3 minutes for Fat.
Oh, get stuff,
Hashtag
Adam.
Must get better.
Jim, I will.
Well, I hope you will.
I want to have a serious chat to you.
We'll go on.
About the crap that you have been putting up on Insta and bringing us down as a show.
At James Brayshaw, by the way, the number one global and trending. Yeah, check it out.
Can't get any more likes, I see. But some of the crap you'll put up there. The owl in the tree.
Yeah, the tawny frog mouth.
Terrible.
No, magnificent.
Couldn't see the bloody thing. Splitting wood with your brand new axe and brand new wheelbarrow.
Over 5,000 likes.
Just flog stuff that. Fear Nickum. Flog, flog, flog. So.
What?
I'm an influencer. I don't know if you knew that, Jim.
You are an influencer.
So many likes.
People following?
Yeah, actually following.
Right, better. Yeah.
If you have over 100,000, which I have.
Oh, have you?
I'm an influencer.
Are you an influencer?
Me and Kimmy Kardashian.
What? Who's got about 18 million?
Jenner's. The two of them. Tay-Tay, we're all influencers. So.
What are you doing?
I thought I'd do something, and there is a new phenomenon.
Oh, what?
Nint.
A what?
A new phenomenon out there, Jim.
Okay, one more go.
Phenomenon. And it's called. Belfie Shelfie. I don't know.
What?
And I am the ahead of the curve because I haven't seen this in Australia yet. It's overseas where.
What is it called?
Mainly females sit on a shelf and they take a photo of their bums.
Right.
And they like to show their bigger bums because that's the way girls are heading, a lot of them. They like to have these bigger bottoms.
Right. So where are you going with this?
Well, I am going to do it here in Melbourne. First one ever, ahead of the curve, Anthony Williams.
What, so you found a girl and you...
No, I'm doing it myself. Because
what?
I'm doing it for Melbourne, I'm doing it for Triple M, and I'm doing it for the blokes there.
So what are you doing?
I've taken a picture of myself in my magnificent jocks from Underworks. which are our sponsors for the joke.
Did you run it by them first?
No, and I haven't run it by Triple M either, which I don't know if they like this. And I've got, and it's a, when you take this photo, they like to see your bum, well, so you've got to pull the jocks up a bit, Jim.
So you're wedging Underworks jocks into your massive fat ass.
That's it.
And then sitting on a bench and taking a photo.
Yes, out the front here upstairs and Melbourne in the background. What more do you want to see? It's the Bill, big curvy butts.
Bill.
What?
I presume you must have had someone take that photo because you can't, that's not a selfie because you can't take a photo of yourself sitting like
that's that. That's spot on, I did.
Well, who took it?
Him.
Rabbits.
Rabbits. No, and Jill was with us because she had to pull
me. You took a photo.
I'm not proud of it. And once you've viewed the
have
photo.
Have you put it up?
I'm just putting it up now. Ahead of curve. Hang on. Just talk amongst yourselves.
If you see this photo, Jim,
Bill,
Jill,
I've got...
Jill had to wedge jocks into Bill's crack.
No.
Yeah, well, then she had to then she had to sanitize her hands in acid.
Well, of course she did. So at Billy Brownless.
Yeah, Billy Brownless.
How have you got that many followers? You don't put anything up and nothing's any good on it anyway.
Well, this is good. I'm about to let it go right now, Jim.
Right.
Anything else? We put Triple M in there?
You're tagging anyone in or putting any hashtags? I'm famous for my hashtags.
Yeah, that's, well, I've got ahead of the curve.
Well,
Underworks. Great ass.
I wouldn't put Underworks on necessarily.
I think so, Jim. They're our
sponsor. So have you put it up?
Yep, ready. Okay, share now. Bang!
So,
there we are, we're up.
I haven't seen this yet, Rush Hour family, by the way, so I can't vouch for it or verify it or say, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God?
What the hell?
It's already got 12 likes in 13 seconds.
Massive, great, big, white, fat, lard ass.
But look at Melbourne in the background. How good a photo is that? For Triple M.
Is that a Belfie Shelfie?
That's a Belfie
Shelfie. I'll regram it on Rush Hour. Rush Hour's Instagram page.
Get, please, family. We got a full show, but we're going to find some time for social media feedback.
235.
Tell us what you think of the Belfie Shelfie that Fats just put up on at Billy Brownless or
Triple M Rush Hour.
Look at, brilliant shot. Oh, dear, says Rob.
You dare say that anything I put up brings our show into disrepute. What is that? I'll tell you what that is.
Broke the internet, says.
I'll tell you what that is, Fat. Yes. That's a hungry ass. That's eating those jocks.
We need a... I don't know what we're doing.
It's already got 1,200 likes. Bill's put up a Belfie Shelfie.
Shelfie.
Which is a photo of himself with brand new Underworks underpants ripped up his crack.
That's it, Jim.
With Melbourne in the background.
Beautiful shot.
It is appalling. That's what it is. So jump on either at Billy Brownless or...
Triple M Rush Hour.
And give us your feedback. We're going to take lots of it.
That's a great photo.
No, it really isn't. Get on the Instagram page if you want to see the worst photo ever taken.
Oh, my God. The Belfie Shelfie.
That's it, Jim.
Taken of the fat boy wearing one of our great sponsors' products.
Yep.
The Underworks underpants.
That's it, Jim.
That have dead set been eaten by your crack.
Only one side. Bill, I left a bit.
That's just embarrassing. In fact, even at the number one side at James Bray, I'm getting here from Timbo Knight 69, more crack than Harlem. We're going to do it all at about, what do you reckon, about 5-2, Rabsy?
Yeah, about that.
We'll get all of your feedback. So give us all the comments either on at Billy Brownless or at Triple M. What is it again, Rabs?
Triple M Rush Hour.
Right,
Rush
Hour. We will take all of your comments and love taking them as well. Now, Bill.
What?
The old idiot file.
Oh, Jim.
This is something.
This makes me look stupid.
On a Friday, it used to take a good sort of 4 to 6 weeks to piece one together. Show's been on air for 10 years.
Yes.
Now, we can get one done in a week, or if we wait for 2 weeks, because Maddie put an idiot song together last week, we can actually get two.
Oh, good.
Two inside of 10 days.
I just feel sorry for him.
He's now third personing himself. So here, on a Friday, is part one of Bill's Idiot File.
I just looked up, and guess what, Jim?
What?
Knackers Earl isn't playing for Storm.
You single-handedly flattened him.
You know who is playing? Sonny Vanilla. We're not hearing that again. I'm sick to death.
All right, well,
I've had it up
what have you got, Brad?
Tucky's bow.
Style.
Right.
Tucky's bow.
Who is that? Who's bow? Someone's bow.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Beautiful. Well done.
Give us some golf balls. Taylor-made.
Taylor-made.
So we get five finalists.
Yep.
We come into Taylor-made.
That's it. Stimulator?
Or the simulator? The simulator, Jim.
We were going so well because you were the country ambassador.
Oh, exactly.
Which I think is farcical given you've spent a minute in the country.
Old Muesling Brownless. I muse him and rouse about him.
Muesling Brownless.
Anyway.
What else have you got for
Well, what have I got, Jim?
Oh, no.
That wrapped up in myself.
No.
The woman said to the man, "Every time you smile, I feel like inviting you back to my house, my place."
Oh, no.
Uncontrolled vomiting, basically.
Vomiting, yeah.
Both ends, yep. Or just?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't actually
vomiting.
Bill.
Both ends.
Yes. Much to your displeasure.
Because most people vomit out of their ass.
Well, but that can happen, Jim. It goes both ways. What about Ollie Wines last week? It was very ordinary. We might have had a crack at it.
Ordinary. Matty.
On Alma Fudd over here.
Hey, now, we play a game here, Sammy boy. Is it true or not true?
Mm-hmm.
True or false, probably.
False. Yeah. True or false.
Quick one, Bill. Socks off. Quick one.
A quick one.
Yes. Go on.
A boy wore... Someone come into the house the other day.
What are you doing?
The woman noticed this and asks, "Is your date running late?" "No," he replies. "Q has just given me the state of the art watch."
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
"And I'm just testing it."
Right.
"The intrigue," woman says, "state of art. I like that. What is so special about this watch?" "Well," says James, "it uses alpha waves to talk to me." Bond explains. Well, I'm... Now, but you are pretty smart. Let's have a look.
Run back over the Sean Grigg intro from... He has retired.
Has battled injuries since 2017 Grand Final. Retired. He's retired. Retired. I come back, Jim. The operation, at one stage, you were thinking about getting some donor... Or what do you call it?
No, don't say anything, Danny. What's it called?
No, it's getting a donation.
Oh. of what type, Bill?
Well, for his knee. Yes. So I don't know, off the hamstring of a dead person.
Yeah, that's partially correct.
Yeah, Bill. Well, you explain it better.
Get a nice bottle of champagne or something, yeah. Dunny, just to make it feel really special.
No drinking at the moment with the breast milk.
Oh, Saturday, I see. So.
Oh,
straight and narrow.
Yes, the breast milk. And then they get... Anyway,
What do they get, Bill?
Oh, starts with M, I reckon.
Yeah, mastitis. Yeah, mastitis. Anyway, it's the rain, heavy. So one night we're sitting there in the lounge room and it was pissing down, excuse the language.
Yes.
Cats and dogs, there was puddles everywhere. It was very, very heavy. Lightning, very, very frightening. But it was...
Listen to where he's going with this.
I just got on a little roll.
You did?
Somebody stop him. Anyway, I'm not a beer yet.
Now too far.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Tim.
Honestly, Fat.
I can't keep doing it.
Well, you can. And you do.
I make that all up.
No, you don't.
Do you think I'm that stupid?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% do. By the way, just under 2,000 likes. The Belfie Shelfie. At Billy Brownless, check it out and give us your comments.
No.
The feedback's piling in, Bill.
Is there any nice feedback?
None.
Golden, says none. Jordan, just found.
No, none.
Two moons over Melbourne.
I thought, Ash Harvey, I thought Fridays was supposed to be fun ones. Oh, Bill, it's coming from everywhere. Give us your feedback. Now, of all the pressing issues that are coming into this election tomorrow,
yes, Jim.
Don't worry about the fact that certainly in our city, Melbourne, traffic is the number one,
which
is why landslide Brayshaw in.
Well, you've been going on about this for a while.
And don't worry, I'm not only global and trending, but just people follow me everywhere because of the fact that the traffic in this city is a disgrace.
Yes.
So I haven't even had to promote myself ahead of this election.
Well, it's on tomorrow, Jim.
I haven't even had to let people know. They're already across the traffic party, but I thought out of respect,
right,
I should put something out the day before.
Good.
Just to give people a flavour of what they will vote for tomorrow when they tick number one traffic party.
This is an election message from the Australian Traffic Party.
Rabs, I see where traffic management companies are employing good-looking females to hold up the stop-go signs so drivers don't abuse them.
Yeah.
This is 100% happening. I've got a better way to stop the abuse of high-vis wearing people that hold up slow-down signs. Stop the roadworks. Seriously, every second road you try and turn down, shut for roadworks. Whiteman Street, past Crown Towers. I'm running late for a meeting in the city. I try and turn down there off City Road. Road closed. Jesus! I've said this before. Under the soon-to-be-elected Australian Traffic Party, all roadworks will either be completed in January, where there's no one in the city of Melbourne, or between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. when there's no bastard on the road.
Written, spoken and authorised by James Brayshaw, the president and only person involved in the Australian Traffic Party.
That's it, Bill.
That's it.
And in it goes.
Well done. I'm with you.
As I say, landslide.
You would.
It drives me mad, Bill. We are the city of roadworks.
Go down to Main Road, Jim. Remember I said that?
5 years.
I said the bloke who's holding the stop and go, he said, oh, it's closed. I said, oh, that's all right. What? Be open next week? He said, no, 5 years.
Bill, they are everywhere. It's an industry amongst itself, yes. And it's cocking up the roads in this magnificent city. So traffic party in tomorrow. But
they're
nice.
Improving the roads.
No, they're not. They're stuffing the roads up and making it a nightmare for nearly 6 million people to drive around the best city in the world. Now, Bill.
Yes, please.
What we're doing here is segueing nicely. From a modern day political superstar.
Yeah.
Shut up, Rabs.
Oh no.
To a legend.
To a legend.
In our industry.
Yes. He's not
I say our industry.
Because you're in it.
Because I'm a political juggernaut. Oh, but this man, Bill, many would say is the greatest Prime Minister the country's ever had.
Yes.
Robert Hawke.
Robert. He was born in Bordertown. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I did not know that, Jim.
Yep.
Went to school, educated in Perth.
Yes, he was. University of WA. Yeah, eventually a legend of that part too because of the sculling of the yard.
Well, he sculled a yard of ale set in under 12 seconds.
That's it.
12 seconds.
Which at the time was a record. I don't think it is anymore, but they still have it recognised at the UWA.
Exactly. He married Hazel. I tell you, that's who you don't hear. You hear a lot of Blanche.
Yes.
But of course had 4 kids to Hazel.
Yep.
Who's not with us either, Hazel. She's passed away. And then, of course, Jim joined the ALP in 1947 when he turned 18.
That's it.
So he liked his politics, obviously.
No doubt.
Did that. He swept to power in 1983, 5th of March. Good on you, Bobby. I think we all just loved him.
Every man, Bill. That's what he was. He was every man. Every Australian could identify with Bob Hawke when they watched him on the television. He just had a beautiful, easy way about him.
Exactly. And laughed and smiled and laughed. And it's not hard to do that. Also, he had that punching above our weight syndrome type thing. With the America's Cup, of course, we're down there. We're never going to win that one.
Bob didn't probably have a lot to do with
that. Well, he was there and they did it for Bob, Jim. And, of course, when they won the America's Cup, the Aussies, he did say this.
What, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
Now, I think he was Gorillas in the Mist, too.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Which and only fair enough.
He loved his sports, Jim.
Oh, yes.
Cricket, there's that, unfortunately, when he tried to hook that ball. I think he got a top edge, didn't he?
Just wore it straight in the mush.
He liked
smashed his glasses.
Golf and footy, so...
He's a sport tragic. That's what Bob was. And he loved it all and was very passionate about Australia in that
sense.
That's
right. And then he modernized Australia.
What word was that?
Well, introduced Medicare, which is very important to everyone still today.
Yes.
Changed the national anthem. I didn't realise that. What was it?
God Save the Queen.
Before.
God's.
And we sort of needed to have our
own. You were alive when that happened.
Well, I wasn't. And we did a lot of other stuff.
Is that it?
He had this line. This is actually pretty funny.
Do you feel like you're attractive to women?
I don't think about it.
Yeah. I mean, if a good-looking bird passes by, you don't pay attention. No?
That's not a logical sequence from what I just said.
Well, he married Blanche, of course, in 1995. So that was a good little relationship they had going there. So,
Used to turn up to the SCG in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. Yes. He'd spend one day at the cricket and he'd get the because it was always in front of the Richies.
Yes.
In the Bill O'Reilly stand, I think Brawonga, one of those. And so they would start at about 11:30, turning around and going, come on, Bob.
Come on, Bob.
Let's see it. And Bob would say, no, I'm not going to tip into it. I'm not tipping into it. And then by about 1:45, he just about had enough of the Richies, Bob.
Yep.
So he said, hand me that bloody beer. And he'd drop it. And it took him longer, obviously, because he was getting older in years.
Exactly, Jim.
But still, he'd work his way through it, Bill. And the ovation after it was finished was bigger than anything that happened on the cricket field that day.
Exactly right. And we caught that on Triple M radio and cricket when you were doing that with Howie and Brett Lee. Have a
lips to it. One, two. Bob's going well. Three, halfway through the schooner. Four. Oh, he's slowing. He's slowing. This is difficult because now Cummins is coming into bowl. Eight, nine, ten. Cummins. It's short and hooked away around the corner. Hawk's still going. Getting to the dregs of it now. Come on, Bobby. Do it for your country.
Got him.
Done. Well done to the Prime Minister. What a way to start the day. Former Prime Minister.
That's for starting the day, Jim. I think that's early on.
Early on.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, the Richies used to get to him because they sat right in front.
Hey, well done by Howie and Brett Lee.
No, brilliant.
Brett Lee at the end there. Got him.
Got him. It doesn't matter how you vote, Bill. He was a ripper, Bob Hawke.
You know what was good, Jim? Triple M cricket.
Yeah, I know.
That was bloody good.
Amazing.
Where can we don't do that?
Well, anymore? I think it might be making its way back. I'm hoping.
Oh.
I'm hoping that steps are being taken.
Oh,
because back
good.
By it will be when it comes back by popular demand.
Exactly
because
right.
Because it was a juggernaut. Speaking of juggernauts, no, an extraordinary.
It was.
And I love it. Well done to Bob. If you've filled your 89 years as magnificently as he has, you'll die a happy woman or man.
That's right, Jim.
Bill, you've gone to social media, Instagram, at Billy Brownless. And humiliated us all.
Well, the first ever Australian to do a Belfie Shelfie, which is a photo like this in your jocks. It's happened all over the world. And you've got to sit on a shelf, Jim.
God.
And that's what a Belfie Shelfie is.
And you've got to wedge the jocks up your bum.
Yes, indeed. A lot of G-strings.
Underworld?
Overseas.
Underworks.
Underworks jocks. So our sponsors
get
are
it
the
right,
joke. And I'm ahead of the curve here in Australia. It's a new phenomenon. And I've just started it here in Australia, my friend.
Well,
I'm sick of you. Your worst ever photos.
No, I'm global and trending. And all the mail I'm getting on that, James Brayshaw, is that it's not a touch on the stuff I put to air. But what you got is Bernard Vince, who's not far away from joining us, and he's getting a look at Billy Brownless.
Yes.
So we'll get his views on what he thinks of the Belfie Shelfie. But, Bill, we've got a whole lot of feedback to come. But I'm just going to give you a taste.
Oh, yes, please.
Before we get to the break.
All right, give me a little.
At James Brayshaw says, Shane Stewart 01, not seen a crack like that since day five at the Wacker. Narelle Folks didn't realise the MCG was this side of the city.
Ooh,
Benny, at Benny 1277, I've seen smaller saddlebags at Flemington on a Saturday. And Matty Nanos at Superman's Fly. Breaking news, 2 tonnes of crack's been stored in Bill's house. So, Bill, we've got a whole lot to come of amazing feedback.
And then there's Ruby Ree. Made my day.
Oh, come on, Rubes. You're better than that, Rubes.
Oh, so you don't like the good ones?
No, we don't. No interest
well,
in the good ones. There's only one. You've trawled through 400 messages to find one good one.
Spitto, love it, Bill. You're a star.
No.
Cheezle.
No. Oh, Cheezle.
Love it. So
no
sexy.
No one actually said that, Bill. But all I know is this. There have been, Rabs, counting as we speak, 2,735 likes.
So we'll go through them next?
Not all of them, but lots. Oh. Next. Well, I said go to at Billy Brownless and check out the Belfie Shelfie, but now I'm of the belief that you shouldn't.
Why?
Because it's horrific.
No, it's not.
No, it is, Bill.
A lot of support.
It's actually no good at all. So let's get to some really good feedback that we've received from the family.
Brad should be on a billboard. I'm going to like that.
Well, Dave MC Baz, iceberg dead ahead, Captain. Hashtag get a tan. Daniel Taybone. In the words of BT, boy oh boy, wowee. Pete McCusker 10, those poor underworks jocks never stood a chance. Shawnee at 4991, never felt sorrier for a pair of jocks in my life.
Oh, they're good jocks.
JUCO Solutions, never. It looks like you're sitting on half an inflated beach ball fat.
I like, did one say Humpty Dumpty?
Humpty Dumpty. EHFJ, sweet Jesus, I can't unsee it.
Sweet Jesus.
Mr. Louis 01 moons out early.
Oh,
I like it. Jesus H. Christ, says Luke P. Gavin. But, Bill, there's lots of sympathy for the jocks.
There is.
Those jocks are stuck in a deep abyss. Hashtag Burnham, says Hansy 25.
Paul, who's a regular Jim, I don't have Instagram and I don't think I'd ever been so glad of that fact, but at least it's an honest photo, unlike yours.
Oh, shut up, Paul. Spurt 01. Say no to crack. I like that. But then you get the odd nice one, like B. Petritis. Better than I'd imagined.
Exactly.
All natural, no implants. Respect.
Exactly. Respect.
But Trav BT, now we know where they hid Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, no. To the offer.
Benny Scraven, 13. Billy making an ass of himself again. Our own Hose Mary.
Oh, Hose
the beautiful
Mary.
Rosie Walton, yes. Who looks after the breakfast show. Just nope.
Just nope.
Just nope.
She liked
a piece of... DJ Packett, 1970. Lord have mercy. Pete C. Zeppel.
Yes.
I'm sitting on a flight back from the Gold Coast and hysterically laughing. People think I'm going crazy.
Love your work, Bill.
Love your work, Bill.
What about above Pete there? What does that say, Jim?
Don't know.
Sucked in, Jim. Look who's global and trending
now. Who's
down.
Saying that?
Beautifully said.
Who said that? You just made that up.
Vaughan.
Samuel Domer, Humpty Dumpty. That's where that came from. Bo Ketchin. I can see the great dividing range. Bill, it's gold good. What we receive.
Triple M Russia Instagram and Billy Brownless Instagram.
That's it's good. Good to it see is it. Very good.
So do it because... It's called a Belfi Shelfie.
Belfi Shelfie.
I've never seen anything like it. I've looked into them on Instagram, Bill.
Yeah.
And the proper Belfi Shelfie are done by glamorous models, not fat white blokes.
Well, they like to show their big curvy butts.
No, but Bill, they're beautiful women, so they can get away with a Belfi Shelfie.
And I can too.
No, you can't.
I'm doing it for Victoria, for Melbourne, and for men.
Are you?
Yes.
So what are you doing?
Yeah. I don't see too many men on your Belfi Shelfies overseas.
No, Bill, for good reason. Mm. They're not for men.
Guess what?
They're a device for beautiful women.
Ahead of curve.
Oh, no.
I am up there.
At Billy Brownless, check it out and give us your feedback. We'll revisit this later in the hour.
We'll have to ask Bernie, I reckon.
And
we'll
even Just Millsy Things on at James Brayshaw. I get my own feedback.
Oh, do you?
He goes, Jim. Bill couldn't even get the hashtag ahead of the curve right.
Boy,
so did you misspell that?
I don't know. Did
hashtag I? Ahead of curve.
Well, that's...
What about the bit?
See, that's just ridiculous. Ahead of curve.
All right.
Now, by the way, we had Cameron White in yesterday.
Yes, we did.
He couldn't tell us what he was doing, Jim.
Yes.
But guess what happens today?
What happens today?
He has been thrown a lifeline as Adelaide Strikers pick up the pieces of Cameron White. So he's playing with the Adelaide Strikers. Couldn't tell us yesterday, but it's all out in the media today.
Jordan Vella _ brighter white than the GMHBA lights.
Gee, oh, they're good lights.
And then T. Lacey, 26. Sucked in, Jim. This is how you trend.
Yes.
Oh, shut up, Lacey.
Exactly. See?
I'll tell you, if anyone tries to go down that path, I'll have to deal with them. I'll have to take matters in my own hands.
What are you going
to
do?
Put roadworks in their street. Oh, the Belfi Shelfie, which Bill's put up at Billy Brownless, it needs to be seen to be believed. LJ Melbourne, oh no, Bill. Brattles 007, I didn't know the full moon came out during the day. Craigmire 23, Bert Newton's back. Hashtag moonface. And Tez Duke, need to scratch my eyes out now. So this is all by way of saying hello to our great friend Bernard Vince, who's in our studios in Adelaide. Bernard!
G'day, boys. How are we?
Have you had a look at the Belfi Shelfie?
Oh, mate. I actually had a reasonable day. Woke up, beautiful weather over here.
Yes.
Went down with all my little nieces and nephews, took them to the zoo, saw a lot better things at the zoo than I did in that post.
What is it?
I actually feel sick. He's ruined my day.
No, it's actually not a bad bum, to be honest.
It's hideous.
You're a bit cheeky there, Bill.
What about the hair coming out of it, Bernard?
Oh,
that's the other problem.
I know.
It's just hair everywhere.
Jim, it's a 42-year-old bottom.
No, it's not.
And no pimples on it, I see.
_ D. Spencer. This is at James Brayshaw, by the way. Let's see fool's head James Brayshaw get the buns out.
Exactly.
Won't be happening.
Why?
Because Bernard and I have got class.
Yeah,
we don't
class.
Do that sort of thing. That sort of attention grabbing, you know, followers grabbing stunt. We don't do, Bernard?
We don't. Was that what it was for? Just a stunt, a following stunt? Was it? It wasn't endorsing anything.
No, ahead of the curve. I just get in early because I'm a influencer.
I'm peeling the layers back, Bernard, and I'm working out that it was all about followers.
What was your bird
too.
And what was your wood chopping and wheelbarrow one?
Bernard loves them.
No, he doesn't.
First of all,
the wide mouth frog, bloody whatever it's called,
tawny
frog mouth, that was just a piece of like David Attenborough. See, oh, and then the chopping of the wood, Bernard. You and I know that as hard workers. You know about chopping.
Yes, yes. Farmers, farm boys.
Brand new axe and a brand new wheelbarrow. Mate, you've got to go and bat harder for us trendsetters. This is from me, mate, Dodsey. Give it to that little skinny flog next year.
Nothing wrong with that. Bernard has dropped a bit of condition off since he finished.
No, this is. And then Oscar, I said, you see me Insta? Because I've been talking about other things. Right. He just writes back, wish I hadn't.
Oh, no. So you're embarrassing your own kids is the other thing.
You wait till the girls see it.
Hey, Bernard.
What are you doing?
What are you doing over there? Yeah. Because you're over there for a special reason.
I am, actually. I come over Wednesday night. Me and the Texan had a bit of a function at the Alma. We a good family friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Where I got married, the Alex Gallard, she's just got diagnosed with breast cancer, and unfortunately for her, but she's making good of it and raising some money. So they had a shave off. Her two best friends, which is my wife's mother, also shaved her head off, and they raised nearly 30 grand, which is an amazing effort for three people just trying to do good out of a really poor situation.
Two women completely bald.
Completely bald, mate. And I got to shave my mother-in-law's head completely bald. And that is something that you don't get the opportunity to do. Or if you do it, you generally don't hang it. You're not there long after that. So
that is good. How did the ladies look?
Oh, mate, halfway through, I should send through a bit of a video I did. I gave her a bit of a Joe Dirt to start with, shaved down the side, big mullet out the back, and I said, you're done. Yeah. But she made me get rid of the lot. But, yeah, fantastic effort, and well done to everyone at the Alma. Roo was sniffing around.
A big Roo prick was around the place?
He could sniff out a bit.
Was Tex caught up?
Yeah, Tex shaved Alex's head, actually. So, three of them. Amazing effort because they didn't have to do that.
Too many women end up in that space, Bernard. That's the truth of it. So any funds that can be raised is amazing. How do people donate if they want to?
Yeah, well, they can jump on, actually, a website. I just got a text through, actually, from Abby. So it's for a variety. So it's called Hair with Heart Program. So jump on there and donate as much as you can. Just anything small is good as well. So we actually were raising, me and Tex gave up our dictionary there. We sold a round of golf with us, and it was only at about $300, and I thought to myself, we're not doing it for 300. No. Not that we wouldn't have done it, but we got up there. And me and Tex actually ran our first ever auction. Sorry, I didn't learn. We ran our first ever auction and got it up to $2,000, mate.
$2,000.
So, they were very generous, some people.
Is the game being played at Texas Track Glenelg, or where is it?
Yeah, probably Glenelg. I may or may not have to play the full round with my shirt off. I was throwing a lot of things in there late, but we'd had a few by that stage. Well, I had. Tex and obviously had his game tomorrow. But,
Tex.
Sorry about that.
Because it normally matters with Tex.
Any news out? Because I see Brad Crouch is out, or is it Matt Crouch out for Adelaide?
Matt Crouch out, so
of the selected
being a
side.
big ball magnet for the Crows this year. So interesting one. It'd be tough up there. I don't know. It's a hard one to pick that because you don't know what sort of Brisbane side's going to turn up. They've been pretty good up at the Gabba this year. So and, Crows will have their work cut out.
Bryce Gibbs is emergency, so he might come in. And still no Josh Jenkins.
You've been watching that very closely.
Mate, well, that's about 4 or 5 weeks now.
Weeks, I think.
7 or 8 touches in the sand for last week. And interesting.
The thing with him is he's gone back to Santa Fe and he hasn't really lit it up at all. I think he kicked 3 1 week, but they were sort of from the goal square again. And they just want him. I think before they pick him, he needs to be in really good form because it'd be unfair for Josh if they put him in too early. And to their credit, they've left him out until he does perform.
All right, Bernard, let's take a break. And next we talk about the Demons, your Demons tonight in the West. Yeah.
Bernie Vince.
And the voice starts. Oh, that's good, Monday. Now, Bernard, you didn't play with Moe last week. And guess what, Jim?
What?
They didn't win.
More.
No Vince, no Moe.
What happened?
Oh, I couldn't play, mate. I was working on Saturday. So right. I thought the boys would get the job done against Bairnsdale, but no good. Down by 8 points.
Not
so
that's the weather like at Bairnsdale.
Cold, wet.
Yeah, cold, wet.
I can't tell.
Yeah, that's it. And now, Bernard, tonight, the Melbourne Football Club revisit the scene of the prelim final last year, which was one of the most electric first 25 minutes in a game of footy I've ever experienced as I was there commentating. It was just a blitzkrieg. It was one side just totally mentally and physically dominated the other. So what do Melbourne do tonight to get some of that back?
Yeah, it was a real welcome to the big time, that game, wasn't it? So, obviously, it's still in the back of the minds, but they'll try not to think about that as much as they can. Obviously, new teams, we've got a few injuries, mate. We're going to have a first gamer tonight. Oscar Baker gets an opportunity. He's been going really well in the VFL. A really pacey outside wingman that brings some good run for us. Harry Petty's back in, which is... he played one game, I think, last year.
Where does Tom play? What spot?
Tom Petty. Oh, good, Bill. Very good, Bill. Very good, mate. Well, he plays. He's sort of a backman, so he's going to be a key back eventually. But yeah, he'd probably take the third tall. Got some tools up there. Got some firepower up forward West Coast. So, I was hoping it might be a bit wet and bit scrubby the game, but I've looked at the weather and it's sunny and 18 today, so no good.
Hey, three Oscars playing tonight.
Righto.
Which is interesting, but...
Oscar Allen,
Oscar Baker and Oscar McDonald.
Yes.
Hey, you got...
Very good from you, Bill.
Oh, I know, I'm on. I'm sharp.
You are sharp.
You've done your homework. Yeah. This is good from you.
Gee, you got some injuries. I reckon you got 17, 18 injuries. And Hibbert, the pig, of course, he's going to hurt you because we all love the way he goes about it. Jakey Melcham has been very good up forward, a lone hand at times.
Yeah.
And then Jordan Lewis, the ankles just didn't get up for that.
Yeah, nah, some key outs this week, mate. As you said, Jake Melcham, he's probably been our best player this year. He just keeps turning up. We'd like to play him everywhere. He's sort of started forward the first few games. He's worked his way into the midfield and just keeps doing his job week in, week out. So it's going to be... really disappointing not to have him out there tonight, but also the pig Hibbert with the collarbone will miss, well, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. He might be back after three, you reckon? So.
Hey, Bernard, I think all of us who were around when he played loved Michael Voss and the way he went about it. And I heard a Brisbane Lions player tell me an amazing story, I don't know how much mail was laid on it, about the Lions going to Cardinia Park in the early 2000s, and they had been there for years, apparently, and lost every time because it's a very intimidating place to play.
Very.
And apparently Michael Voss, at the start of the game when everyone was splitting their positions, was walking into the middle, and very loudly so that everyone around him could hear, said, "We have been coming to this dump for way too long and copying it from you lot." And he said, "It stops today." And he started pointing to blokes and said, "As soon as the bounce comes and goes, I'm coming after you. And when I'm finished with you, I'm coming after you. And then when I'm finished with you, I'm dusting you off." And apparently he said, and after 2 hours, you watch what the scoreboard looks like. And they got up. First time in a long time.
Oh, wow.
And you love hearing that because that's a leader just going, "I've had enough of this."
Sure. Yep.
When I look at Melbourne, who does that tonight? Is there anyone they've got who could do that sort of thing?
Well, I was going to say we might get Oscar Baker to do that in his first game, start pointing at people.
First game.
Jack Viney, surely he's a hard
nut. I suppose that's the obvious one you think of. You think Vines is a guy that really leads from the front, and he's sort of that Michael Voss type, that real physical, crack, follow me type leader. But I don't think there'll be much of that being said
Does
tonight.
Does that happen anymore, full stop, by the way, or is that a bygone era?
I don't think so. I think people are a bit worried about what's said on the field, getting out into the media a bit, so that they're a little bit careful now. But I'll tell you what, one of our teammates is one of the best at it. Jordan Lewis is best on the lip I've seen, both for and against. I've heard some things that are quite controversial. But anyway, I think tonight we only won there, we won there around, what was it, round 22 or something last year. So that got us, that cemented us that final spot. So we only won two times ago there. So it hadn't been too long, but looking for a big... big game.
I think we all are tonight.
Might have been that game, Jim, also, that I reckon it was John Worsfold's brother playing for Brisbane, and he started an all-in. He started a blue, and every player had to grab their opposition Geelong player and wrestle them to the ground.
Yeah, didn't come.
Right, now, so as the ball was bounced, there was 18 fights going on. And that was I think it was Robert Walls was the coach.
Yeah, didn't come.
We should look into this.
So are you saying we should do that tonight?
Well,
Melbourne should do that.
It's a bygone era, and we've all come out of the cave, most of us. But that's true. Every player had to grab their Geelong opponent and wrestle them to the ground. So, I reckon I played in it. All of a sudden, you're going, "What are you doing, mate?"
Yeah.
And you're on the ground.
Well, I did hear about idiot Spud, when he used to play on Gary Ablett at Cardinia Park, they started wrestling before the bounce.
He would.
And the wrestle continued, Bernard, after the game started. Clearance out of the middle Geelong, long ball to the top of the square, hit him in the back of the head while they were both looking the other way wrestling.
And that's why Spud did so well on him, because Gazza was stuffed for the rest of the quarter. I remember I'd look over and I'd go, I'm not going near that. I'd pretend I didn't see it and run up to the wing.
Here in the hot dog stand.
And tomorrow you're working...
doing the Geelong Bulldogs game today, so down your way. Any tips for me, mate?
Yeah, get there early, because all roads lead to Geelong. The parking is magnificent. Yeah. The ground, absolutely superb.
Get there early,
and the lights.
Here's what I've got to say to you. Well, if you get there 8 hours before the game, car park A will still be full. Even though you've got a pass for it, they'll go, oh, sorry, that's full.
Are we still buying property? Where are we getting property? Lara or something like that? That's going to be worth millions, isn't it?
I'll tell you, Will, don't be a smartass.
I'm not. This is a genuine question, mate.
When that fast train gets in and goes 25 minutes from Geelong to Melbourne, everyone will be jumping on.
Cario?
Yeah.
Cario?
Not as sought after.
Yeah, maybe. I'd go in a bit. I'd go in 10 or 15 minutes into Geelong before you bought something.
Bernard, good seeing you, mate. Thanks for dropping into the Adelaide studios, and we can't wait to hear you across the weekend.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
Enjoy Geelong.
If you haven't checked out Bill's Belfie selfie, you can. Yes. Triple M Rush Hour Instagram.
Well, and we've had lots of feedback. VFSSV8. Tony Gregg wants his key back. Oh, I love it. Jets good. And Rack. Melbourne's finally got its own Grand Canyon. Oh, we love it, Bill. Oh, we absolutely. The Belfie selfie at Billy Brownless needs to be seen to be believed. I suggest you don't look at it.
Yep.
Right, I go.
Now, Jim, yesterday I came to the table with a beautiful little phoner.
Oh, no.
And you gave it to me. You said it wouldn't work, your flog. And then that idiot
It didn't work.
Rod from Bowen Heads rang up.
Yep. Todd.
Rod, the flog. I wanted to talk to him. Has he got a job? What does he do?
Yes, Todd from Bowen Heads. Rod. Gave it to you for the stupidest topics of all time.
And I wanted to know, have you ridden down the, or driven even, down the Monash Freeway in a scooter, motorised
scooter?
Which
only one person ever has. That's why no one rang.
And guess what happened?
What happened?
The board lit up, Jim, like a Christmas tree. Phones ringing off the hook went berserk.
No, it didn't.
It did so. You know it did. You couldn't believe it. And we only took one call, and that was Rod from Bowen Heads, so he can get stuff. So, Jim.
Rod.
Yes. So, 133353. What are you doing?
Hence, what are you doing?
I'm doing another topic today on the back of yesterday's.
Right. What is it?
How far has someone driven on their motorised scooter?
Oh!
Yes, Jim. Oh, how far has someone...
We got rid of the motorised scooter.
We're back on it, you flog. I'm telling you, someone's auntie would have got on one in bloody Bowen Heads and driven to... Geelong.
Lovely banks.
But there'd be people out there. They ride those scooters everywhere. You see them everywhere,
right,
Jim.
Yes.
They take up
motor
the
scooter.
Whole footpath. But how far has someone driven a motorised scooter in Melbourne? I want to know.
Okay.
And the longest distance, you win a prize. Something
is that
like
what it
this.
Is?
Yeah.
What are they winning, Rebs?
Double pass to the invite-only Triple M comedy night featuring Will Anderson, Lima, Adam Rosenbach, Cal Wilson at the Comics Lounge.
All right, Bill,
yes.
There won't be a person ringing.
Jim, look at him. Coming to Papa. Yes, sir. That's it. Keep them coming. How far has someone driven a motorised scooter?
That's it. 133353. It's the rush hour.
So Bill's saying, how far have you gone in a mobility scooter?
That's it, Jim.
No one's rung. And we told you there wouldn't be any.
Well, there's a few there.
Well, Luke's from Geelong. Hello, Luke.
Yeah, you going, boys?
Fat reckons that people get on a mobility scooter and end up miles away. Does this happen?
Well, yeah. My pop used to always drive his mobility scooter across the bridge at Chukamawama there and go head to the pub and all the time holding up traffic. And and he used to always say, oh, well, they'll go around me. And the police used to always know him as all the time the drunk person on the scooter.
How far is that, Luke? Pardon me.
Oh, it'd be a good 10K, I think.
Over the bridge too, Jim.
Yeah.
And then to the border in over there in Moama.
Exactly right.
Ooh, good
just
pub.
At the roundabout there.
All good right. Pub, stay there, Luke. I like that. Andrew's in Werribee, Bill.
Hello, Andrew.
G'day, fellas. How's it going?
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it was a mate of mine, actually. Rode his scooter from his place, about a K to Lavo Station. Got off at Hoppers Crossing, rode down to Werribee, spent a couple of hours there, and then rang me up because his battery went flat.
Oh, no. Hoppers Crossing to Werribee, and that's not bad. How far would that be?
about 2 or 3 Ks.
Yeah. Not bad on a motor scooter, Bill. Oh, not probably going to win.
3.9 Ks.
3.9, there we
Shane
go.
Shane Diamond Creek. Hello, Shane.
How you going, boys?
Shane, what happened?
Yeah, same thing as old mate Luke. My old man, he lived in Mulwala.
Yeah.
And just about every second day, he'll scoot across the Yarrawonga there. So he goes from New South Wales to Victoria and back every day.
12 Ks, Bill.
Is that 12
Ks? Not bad on a motor scooter.
It's all right. He plugs it in when he gets to the Yarrawonga, though.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's not bad there, Jim. So you guys on the road, or there's a little footpath there across that bridge?
They got the bridge across to Yarrawonga.
I know they got a bridge there. Does he go on the road, or does he go on the footpath over the bridge?
Come on. They take up a bit of room.
Nice up at Yarrawonga.
The motor scooter.
They do, that's what I'm saying.
You can't, if it's on a footpath, there's no room for anything else.
Lady walking a pram, Jim.
That's
what
it.
Happens?
No bloody chance. Jace in Ormond. Hello, Jace.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah. My grandfather doesn't have a golf cart, but he's got his motorised scooter.
Yep.
And he gets a few hockey straps that to the back. And he's down at, Sandy Golf Course 4 or 5 times a week playing 18 holes.
Oh, puts the golf bag on with the hockey strap.
That's it.
Yeah, and it's not meant for the all terrain, so he's already rolled it. and couldn't get it up, so he had to wait for the next group to come around to help him pick it back up.
That's
and off he went again.
Oh, stay there, Jace, like that. Phil Hillside, Bill.
Plenty of callers. There's Phil.
Okay, boys, how are we?
Good. How far and where and when?
So, well, boys are all on the source on a Friday night on the outskirts of Melton.
Melton.
And got a bit peckish at about 9 o'clock. And one of the boys decided they'd fire up their ride-on mower. Drive the 2.5 Ks to the local KFC.
No.
Drove through the drive-through at the box and tried to make the order, but no one would take the order because the weight didn't register. So he drove up to the window, much of the fright of the attendant, ordered a bucket of chicken, was given the bucket of chicken and ate it all before he got back to us.
Oh, ride on mower.
2.5 Ks to KFC.
That is good, Bill. Well, I owned a ride on mower.
Did you?
A John Deere. Actually, don't know where it is. I should, but I don't.
Do you ever use it?
No, never sat on it myself. Yeah. Jordan's out there, Bill.
He is in Narre Warren.
Jordo.
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened, mate?
I've got a good one. I've got two, actually. Currently lost my license, so that's my getaway around.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Second one is my nan's a bit lazy, so I drive a motor scooter 4 kilometres each way just to the chemist to get her medication.
You drive your nan's motor scooter 4 Ks.
Correct.
Because you haven't got a license.
Yeah, because he has.
That's funny.
He gets a few frothies for himself, I reckon.
What about Bill's setup, the last one? So, anyway, Luke, how far and where and when?
Perfect. Mark's there in Geelong. How far? When?
G'day, gents.
How'd you do it?
Believe it or not, mate, I'm actually on a mobility scooter now. I'm taking it to a customer to deliver it.
Yeah.
It's set up for golf. Ooh. And it doesn't fit in my van, so I've got to drive it all the way from Newcombe in Geelong over to Grovedale.
How far is that?
That's six, seven K.
About 6 or 7 Ks, yeah.
You're
and then
driving.
I've got to ride his old one back, the one I traded in.
No way.
Absolutely.
How much for a good scooter nowadays?
This one of mine's all set up for golf, Billy. Yeah. It's about $8,000.
So, not a golf cart, it's a motor scooter you can use on a golf course.
Correct. I'll send you a photo if you like.
Jeez. Yeah. I didn't even know such a thing existed.
No. Actually, you know who used to sell these? The great late Paul Couch.
Did
Couchy,
he?
Yeah, that's what his go was.
Scooters.
He used to have a business in Geelong there, and he'd come down to my pub, drive a scooter down, and have a few beers, have a bet, and go back.
Did you see, speaking of all of this, I know you're about to give the prize away, that John Daly has separated himself from the rest of the professional golf because he's about to play in the USPGA and wants to use at Bethpage, because it's very hilly, a golf cart, and the rest of the pros have cut up enormously.
Tiger wasn't happy.
Yeah, he said, I did. I walked it with a broken leg.
Yeah.
Anyway, who are we giving away for the prize to here?
Jason Orman, who the grandfather, he's got the hockey straps, Jim, and he's rolled it a couple of times already, so he plays golf in it.
I like that. Hey, Jace, This is the prize you've got, mate.
Jace, you and a mate are heading along to the Triple M Comedy Night featuring Will Anderson, Lemo, Adam Rosenbach, and Cal Wilson at the Comics Lounge.
That's for you and Phil Hillside. Phil wins something, Bill.
Phil's got to get something.
He jumped on a ride-on mower and went through the drive-thru at KFC.
Bucket of chicken.
Bucket of chicken and had eaten it all by the time he got home. Phil.
Well done, Philby.
Thanks, boys.
Here's the prize for you.
Nina and Pasadena Clothing Pack coming to you, mate. Thanks to netherlandstore.com.au.
That might have been our best topic.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
But
very good.
Bill, all I know is this. The Belfi Shelfie has gone bananas.
Has it?
Bill Brownless to check it out.
I'm going to do another one. But more of a G-banger
at
type.
Bill Brownless, at Billy Brownless. Yeah, 4,000 likes already and 530 comments.
Yes.
So get on to Billy Brownless and have a look at what the hell he's on about and then give us your feedback. Now, Bill.
Yes,
we've played part one. Of the idiot file. We're going to get to the feedback for the Belfi Shelfie, which is just embarrassing. And it has embarrassed all of us, actually. We didn't realise quite how deep it would be, the humiliation of the show and its extended people.
You weren't there when it actually physically happened.
No, I'm very glad I wasn't. I would have pushed him off.
A lot of happy people.
I actually would have pushed him off down onto Coventry Street. But anyway, what we're doing now, we will get to extraordinary feedback shortly, but what we're doing now, Maddie's been hard at work in the booth.
Oh, Maddie.
There was an addition early on in this show of the Idiot File that was extraordinarily funny, went for 6 minutes. Now, we got another one.
No, yeah.
So 12 minutes of Idiot File compiled within 10 days of broadcasting.
I can't believe it.
Here we go.
And one last one.
Come on.
And the soccer. Now, let me set the scene here, Jim.
Set it.
They're playing at Anfield, okay?
That's the
Liverpool.
In what?
Full house in the Champions League. So whoever wins this game, no. Liverpool,
this is the scene set.
Liverpool are 3-0 down on aggregate.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So the first leg was played in Barcelona.
Yes, and they won 3-0.
Thank you, Bill.
Right?
3-0.
And after the game, unbelievable scenes, wasn't there, Rabs?
Mm.
All the players and officials got together and sang, "Never break us down or whatever."
Never break us down.
What is Fritsch, by the way?
German.
German?
Yeah.
Mm, how?
What is that? That's an American Indian.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. G'day, you Rebs.
Now, Bill.
Cold and raining, and actually, I just spoke to Robbo. He's downstairs in Clarendon Street. Robbo, is it still raining?
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
Yeah.
What about the smoothness of that throw?
Well, Jamie Elliott ruled out with a hamstring this week. That's good news.
How's that good news?
Well, he just handed it to me. I was flabbergasted.
Another one you've got to be careful of too is bread crumbing, Bill. Now, this is when, this would have happened to you when you keep getting messages from someone,
right,
but they've actually got no intention of going out with you.
Oh, what is that?
So
what
it's like Hansel Gretel type situation.
I know the poem.
Oh, no.
The poem.
Or the nursery rhyme or whatever it is.
Fable.
The poem.
The poem.
Yep,
I totally agree. At the meeting at Werribee, also there was a video unveiled.
Yes.
Unveiled, actually.
Riley Preston. Hello, Riley.
Jimmy, Billy, how are you?
Who got hit in the head by something unusual?
Oh, no.
Hello, Jeff Riley.
What Bill does really well is he resets the topic so that people listening have maybe just come into the show know exactly the question we're asking, like this. Shane.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Shane. What have...
Oh, we got a group of about four.
Bill, don't cut it out. He cut it out.
What have... that you just stopped.
Golden State are taking on Portland at the minute,
mm-hmm,
in a nice game. I'll give you the results in a minute.
Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons, he doesn't play. Andrew Bogut started for the Warriors. Well, I remember I went over there, Jim.
Right.
I went over there with our good friends from TAB. Shut up. Good story, this. And I go up to buy a T-shirt, a Golden State Warriors T-shirt. Yes. And I said, I'll have the yellow. What colour are they? Yellow?
Yep.
I said, I'll have the green because they must have two. Do they? Green and
I thought you said this is a good story.
It's a good story.
Well, if I remembered it, it'd be good.
Oh, no.
Some other sports. B-ball. We got the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
The Bucks defeated... Oh, hang on. We just close your ears.
Oh, what? Close your ears. So he's already given the result away, and now you're doing a spoiler alert.
A spoiler alert, Jim.
17 or 18, Bill, yeah.
It's a good effort. And then... but you were picked as a leg-spinning... All-rounder. Oh, hello. I just had to have a look at that.
JB and Billy. Oh,
we get a world expert on climate change to ring this station and tell us about the dangers, and you say this to him.
Sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. We've got Rice on here. Yes. A doctor, of course.
Doctor. And then...
Head of research, Jim.
After you say to him that he sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire, you then call him Marty.
Well,
what do you think? He's Marty McFly or something?
You have a listen to Mrs. Doubtfire, Jim. Have a listen.
This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen. What it is basically egg whites, creme fraiche, powdered sugar, vanilla, and a little touch of alum.
So it sounds nothing like him.
No, when you do that, comparison.
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 Fair income, Bill.
What have we learned from climate change?
No, what have we learned from you?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing, Jim. Nothing.
As I say so often.
What do you say?
A man or a woman flying in from Stockholm.
That's it, Stockholm.
And the trip out from the airport to the city takes about half an hour. If they make the grave error of putting it between 2 and 4 on 105.1, they must just go, what is happening here?
No, they love it.
This
Jim.
Can't be radio in a big city.
They'd be snortling and chuckling along.
Snortling.
Yes, they'd love it, Jim. The whole trip from Tullamarine, they would love
it. Don't reckon.
I think they would.
No, I don't think.
I've got some good family feedback.
We're going to get to that next because, of course, the Belfie Shelfie has taken over today's show. And Bill has finally been contacted by members of his own family who are as humiliated as we are.
We are brought to you by the Mazda BT50, and there is a million reasons to grab one now, Bill. And the number one reason to drive a Mazda BT50 is the end of financial year value.
Have a listen to this. Get a 2018 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cap XTR ute for only $44,990 drive away. $44,990 drive away plus end of financial year bonus.
They've been a great sponsor all week, JB. I don't know if Underworks will love the Belfie Shelfie as much.
I don't think they will. I think we might have to move the Mazda BT50 across into that segment because they might have had enough.
No, they haven't.
They might have finally snatched it.
I just got the CEO of Underworks. He said, thank you very much, Bill. We've just sold out of undies.
No, they didn't. They didn't and he didn't.
Out of undies, he's bringing out a G-banger for me.
That's complete bullshluck. And are we doing the feedback here, Rats?
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's enormous. So, Pat_James17, there was an eclipse I missed, ? Patrick Murphy, enough crack for us all to get arrested.
Yeah.
Troy Baston, my eyes. I can't feel my eyes. J Russ87, more hair on his ass than his head. Etok 2001, this is embarrassing for Geelong. DJ Marcus Knight.
Embarrassing for Geelong.
Up at the crack of dawn again, Bill.
I quite like that.
Tashy Bear 79, lovely shot of Melbourne.
Yeah, it is.
Love you, Bill. Don't listen to Owl Man Brayshaw. Shut up, Tash.
Yeah, well done.
Asher, that's my weekend ruined. And Keenster 84, if the rush hour doesn't get renewed, Bill, you could get a job lighting up the stadium in Geelong.
That's it. Exactly.
Now,
Jim,
I want to know the family. Oh, there's one I saw here, Stu Alex, 73. Better than at James Brayshaw in a mankini? I don't think so.
Spot on.
The mankini, it went like global.
You had hairy bits hanging out.
It went everywhere.
Like a koala.
Bill, I was contacted from Russia.
No, you were, Jim.
I was.
No.
From the Northern Hemisphere, saying I want a piece of that.
How koala is.
Now, Bill,
let me tell you, Jim.
Give me some family feedback. This is, by the way, at Billy Brownless. If you want to check out the Belfie Shelfie that this shameless individual who we have nothing to do with on this show put up on his own Instagram.
We're all in it together.
No, we're not.
You actually told me to do it.
No, I didn't.
If Jim, did you tell me to do it, a Belfie selfie?
I never thought you'd be stupid enough to do it.
Well, I thought you'd
give me the family feedback.
Well,
please.
Max just said why. Silly Max there. He's listening.
No, he loves it. Slapsy. He's a good boy.
That's a good feedback for a joke, too, during the week.
Yeah, he did have some good feedback for your joke.
What did he say? It's terrible.
That terrible joke, fat.
He did, too.
From your own
he
son.
He calls me fat.
Good.
Your sons can't call you fat.
No, they can. He does.
Oscar.
He's on the list at Geelong and playing very nice football.
You'd think you'd learn from the advice we've given you over the years. Then this comes up.
As you said, wait till the girls get hold of it.
Yeah. They mustn't have seen it.
Well, they're too busy looking at their own side in a minute. But, Bill, when they eventually latch onto it, you will cop it.
I think you're right. And Barry
so
Stoneham?
You should. Oh, Barron's.
Why, Bill? Why?
Yeah,
you're just jealous,
good
Barry.
Man, Barry.
Because he's got a red, hairy bum. It's like those baboons you see at the zoo.
I know it isn't, Bill.
It is.
All right.
Oh, Lucy just come through now.
Here she is.
Awful.
Awful.
That's all in capitals.
You get from Luce?
In capitals. Awful.
Oh, Bill, you have let us all down.
No.
Your family, your friends, your work colleagues.
Good that we're just big enough to do things like this, Jim.
I don't think it is.
To put it out there.
Anyway.
And people can see it and do what they want about it. Breaking news here, Jimmy boy, yes, for round, what are we up to? 9 already.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me at Collingwood St Kilda tomorrow, Triple MCG and Triple M doing the game.
We'll be there, yes.
Degoe out. Oh. And Darcy Moore rested.
Jeez.
That's what I'm hearing, Jim.
Righto.
Also out at Adelaide, Brisbane Lions Adelaide is Matt Crouch is out, injured. Also at the Cattery tomorrow, Geelong Western Bulldogs at GMHBA Stadium. Out is Tom Atkins. You saw last week. He's not playing. And
right.
Charlie Constable comes in, Jim. Out for Essendon, Zach Clark. And David Myers been dropped. And a couple of more injuries at... the joint.
Friday night, huddle live from Judd Corp. Howie, of course, Luke Darcy, Chris Judd, Nath Brown and Damien Barrett ahead of the big game between Melbourne and the West Coast Eagles in Perth. Jane and Mick ready to dominate. That's good as well.
Yep.
And it's been a big show. Big Friday
huge
show. Have a great weekend. And Bill,
yes,
don't ever put a Belfie Shelfie onto social media again. All right, hit it, Rabs.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's Joke.
Let's face it. If your socks are knocked off by Billy's Joke, time for new socks. All day socks by Underworks. Nothing knocks these socks off.
Thank you, Underworks, and they are very, very happy, let me tell you.
No, they're not.
A teacher says to their students, Jim,
yes,
can anyone give me a sentence with the word pistol in it? Pistol, Jim.
Yes.
Sophie, my dad is a soldier. He has a suit of blue. He has a sword, a bayonet, and he has a pistol too.
Nice.
Very good, Sophie. Nice. Little Johnny, of course.
Oh, not Johnny.
Little Johnny. Miss, my father isn't a soldier. He doesn't have a suit of blue. He draws his dole at 9:30. Then he's on the piss till 2.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The piss till
look
2.
Look at Jane and Mick just really flat. And, of course,
Jane likes it.
Jane's seen the Belfie Shelfie.
Oh,
she can't believe the ass crack that was. Oh, now she's giving the thumbs up.
See? She likes it.
Oh, no.
It's good on you, Jane.
Oh, come
on. It's good to have some support.
At Billy Brown, let's get around that. And, Rabsy, as we say goodbye on a Friday, hit it, please. A bit of plastic to get
there
us back
we go
up.
A bit of plastic.
It's been a big show.
Have a great week. Big show.
We can't cram any more into a
big
show.
Big as my ass. That's our biggest show.
No more Belfie Shelfie.
You are the king of the divan.
Mazda, get an end of financial year bonus on Mazda BT50.